You're tuned to Pop Defect Radio. Pop Defect Radio. Subversive music for dangerous times. I'm your host, Skidmark Bob, as we trek through some of the most radical, independent, uncensored, conscious music. I get sent, pirate, or borrow. Please stand by.
Circumventing circuses, lamenting in protest, the visible police, presence, monster, fear, battalions of riot police with rubber bullet kisses, baton courtesy, service with a smile. Beyond the Staples Center, you can see America with its dire poor avenging disgrace. Peaceful loving youth against the brutality of plastic existence. Pushing little children with their fully automatics. They like to push the lead corrupt. Pushing little children with their fully automatics. They like to push the weak corrupt. The Staples Center, you can see America with its dire poor avenging disgrace. Peaceful loving youth against the brutality of plastic existence. Pushing little children with their fully automatics. They like to push the weak around. Pushing little children with their fully automatics. They like to push the weak around.
Take a trip, take a ride through Dark Town, don't be shy. Gather by the clock tower, take your seats. Glad you're here, it's for keeps. Festering wounds from years gone by, toxic waste you buried inside. In Dark Town.
Rolling across the picket line. Lay down, G.I., lay down, G.I. We saw it all through the 20th century, and now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world. I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control, those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more. I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose of just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities, because that is the central mode of control. Make us feel pathetic, small, so we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies and issues of no significance, and classism and statism and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right. What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you, two sides of the same coin. Two management teams bidding for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? Resistance is not futile. We're going to win this thing. Humankind is too good. We're not a bunch of underachievers. We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. Well, that's it. That's all I got to say. Continue your course. I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
Society, and never stop the politics with them. president. Congratulations on securing the presidency. I'd like to take this opportunity to brief you on reality, because we have no sense of it. You are a self-proclaimed president of a non-existent country. You are a symbol, and America's symbols are trivial and cool and hip and meaningless. You are responsible for all the failures of our culture and all our dead children. You are the end of these United States. You are passing out guns in our schools, and your voice whispers to those kids, just do it. When I was a boy, I was sold the American dream, and now that dream sounds so damn stupid. If I didn't believe it then like I don't now, perhaps I would have brought the end sooner. When I reached puberty, you told me I was the first generation to live worse off than my parents, Generation X or some bullshit. Now your promise of a better world through technology has fucked us once again into recession, and you give us rolling blackouts, and Jesus, goddamn, can't you be more original than that? Fuck the recession, Mr. President. Grant us the Depression 2, the sequel. You can play John Travolta. America has lost its innovative genius, and where have all the thinkers and doers gone? You are a liar and a cheat, but you're not there. People call you dumb, but you're dumb with the ignorance of every apathetic, sick, non-questioning American. They tell me that in the land of the free, I can't say I'm gonna kill the president, but I already have said it, and you're already dead. Oh, your country was once so strong, so glorious, so triumphant, and now you're a silly TV movie. What do you mean, and why am I writing this letter if I don't believe in you? Let it be known that with all of you as my witness, I curse the President of the United States. Goodbye, you pathetic fascist fuck. American, you are nothing because we no longer believe. I suffer for me. I bleed for no one but me. I relinquish your government authority. I no longer believe. Let the presidency end with the 14th King of the Satanic Bible.
Are you sons and daughters of million minds? So they cut off the hill to hop the sick, junkin' run upon me. God, I saw people, the voice of Satan, and the end of the American lie. So it has been written, so it shall be done. Hail Satan.
Praise the Lord, and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord, and pass the ammunition.
Tonight I want to take a few minutes to discuss a grave threat to peace. It arises directly from within my administration and its drive toward an arsenal of terror. The instruments of mass death and destruction. We have every reason to assume the worst. We have billions of dollars in illegal oil revenues to fund more weapons purchases, allow terrorists access to new weapons and new resources, and make blackmail a permanent feature. We will act with the full power of the United States military to use biological or chemical or a nuclear weapon. The United States would betray the purpose of its founding and resign itself to a future of fear. That is the America I know. That is the America I serve, to live in fear.
Once again, we got a tie.
she's never so.
Fort Meade has 18 acres of mainframe computers underground. You're talking to your wife on the phone, you use the word bomb, president, Allah, and you have 100 key words. Computer recognizes it, automatically records it, red flags it for analysis. That was 20 years ago. You know the Hubble telescope looks up at the stars? They've got over 100 spy satellites looking down at us. That's classified. In the old days, we actually had to tap a wire into your phone line. Now calls bouncing off satellites, they snatch them right out of the air.
Look, the picture. See, the skull, the part of bone removed. The master race Frankenstein radio controls. The brain thoughts broadcasting radio. Eyesight television, the Frankenstein earphone radio, the threshold brainwash radio, the latest new skull reforming to contain all Frankenstein controls, even in thin skulls of white pedigree males. Visible Frankenstein controls, the synthetic nerve radio directional antenna loop. Make copies for yourself. There is no escape from this worst gangster police state using all of the deadly gangster Frankenstein controls. In 1965, CIA gangster police beat me bloody, dragged me in chains from Kennedy, New York Airport. Since then, I hide in forced jobless poverty, isolated, alone, in this row house. The brazen, deadly gangster police spray me with poison nerve gas from automobile exhausts and even lawnmowers. Deadly assaults, even in my yard, with knives, even bricks and stones, even deadly touch taven or electric shock flashlights, even remote electronically controlled around corners projection of deadly touch tarantula spiders, or even bloody murder accidents to shut me up forever with a sneak undetectable extermination, even with trained parroting puppet assassins in maximum security insanity prison for writing these unforgivable truths until my undetectable extermination I, Francis E. Deck Esquire, 29 Maple Avenue, Hempstead, New York. I stand alone against your mad, deadly, worldwide, conspiratorial, gangster, computer god communism with wall-to-wall, deadly gangster protection, lifelong sworn conspirators, murder incorporated organized crime, the police and judges, the deadly sneak parroting puppet gangsters using all the gangster deadly Frankenstein controls, these hangman rope sneak deadly gangsters, the judges and the police trick, trap, rob, wreck, butcher, and murder the people to keep them terrorized in gangster Frankenstein earphone radio slavery for the communist gangster government and con artist, parroting puppet gangster, playboy scum on top. The secret work of all police in order to maintain a communist closed society. The same worldwide mad deadly communist gangster computer god that controls you as a terrorized gangster Frankenstein earphone radio slave, parroting puppet. You are a terrorized member of the master race worldwide. 4 billion eyesight television camera guinea pig communist gangster computer god master race. You're living, thinking, mad, deadly, worldwide communist gangster computer god secret overall plan. Worldwide living death Frankenstein slavery to explore and control the entire universe with the endless stairway to the stars, namely the man-made inside-out planets with nucleonic-powered speeds much faster than the speed of light. Look up and see the gangster computer god concocted new fake starry sky, the worldwide completely controlled deadly degenerative climate and atmosphere through the new world-round translucent exotic gaseous envelope which the worldwide communist gangster computer god manipulates through countless exactly positioned satellites, the new fake phony stars in the synthetic sky, worldwide systematic instant plastic surgery butchery murder fake aging, so all people are dead or useless by 870. Done at night to you as a Frankenstein slave, parroting puppet gangster slave. Now even you know I am a menace to your worldwide mad, deadly, communist, gangster, computer god. Therefore, I must go to extermination before I am exterminated by this gangster, computer god, concocted and controlled, worst mongrel, organized crime, murder incorporated, gangster, communist government. I hand you the secrets to save the entire human race and the entire universe.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Hi, this is Thomas from Strike Anywhere. You're listening to Pop Defect Radio.
Sister decked out in Which night does she emerge? With a box under her arm. Held her pledge of allegiance and her uniform. And she laid it at the gates of the general's embassy. And her whisper echoed into dawn. And she disappeared.
I think the president should be given authority of a nature that makes clear that the Congress understands the relationship of the Iraq issue to other issues in the area and does not just deal with it, doesn't just look at it in Iraq terms, and that the president is given
a fair and balanced debate coming
adequate
up.
Flexibility.
The attack provoked new tensions
deal with
Muslims in the province
with
where 1,000 people were killed earlier this year.
And that the president is given adequate flexibility to deal with
after another
with
deadly attack this week.
With this.
The victims were tied up and shot at point-blank range.
Deal with,
Follow me, lads. The war's this
Over
way.
Over the past year, at least 36 people have been
so
killed.
So will Challenger 2 be one of the last great big battle tanks?
Spend 100 engines in attacks on churches.
And, tank is extremely expensive to run. It's not mobile strategically.
I'm now most concerned about
extended
the issue of
play.
Iraq.
And when troops hit the ground in tough, inhospitable environments, they must have confidence in their training and equipment when facing opponents and fight with extreme conditions every day.
This program is brought to you by Ace Terminator, Dawn of Fate.
The Slayer, tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific.
Of Iraq. Of Iraq.
The Americans, as usual, they've spent the most. The Arleigh Burke destroyers cost around $570 million each, with 56 Tomahawks and a bunch of other missiles, torpedoes and guns aboard. An awesome destroyer with the capability to do everything a warship commander would ever want.
Of Iraq. I would focus on Iraq. Toleration by government of Iraq. Of terrorist group of Iraq.
Seven Pakistani Christians.
Because they are afraid of Iraq.
Were murdered.
Of Iraq. Of the consequences of Iraq.
After gunmen burst in.
Of Iraq.
Think about this. This
of Iraq
is better.
Of not tolerating of Iraq.
Than even going to the Holy Land.
Of Iraq.
The victims were tied up and shot.
Of Iraq.
Because you're going to get things on here that on a normal Holy Land trip you wouldn't get.
Up and shot at point blank range.
And you're going to get the explanation.
And secondly, by the perception of this.
And you can watch it over
this,
and over
this,
and over.
1,000 people were killed earlier this year.
Until you get the understanding in your heart and in your spirit.
This is
a partner in investigating more than 2,800 individuals and sharing intelligence with the United States. Arresting over 200 suspects, including Al-Qaeda members.
Here's another part that's helping this prophecy to come to pass. Now look where I'm showing you here.
Worldwide.
French have style. The Lafayette is a smaller surface warship, but its sleek and sexy design sneaks it into the test.
Incredible. Okay, are we ready to see the new Camden? Now remember,
carries less weaponry.
This is what Camden looked like before.
A futuristic look.
Unthinkably thick. Frighteningly grizzly.
Minimized radar cross-section.
Or lifelessly limp.
It's ideal for sneaky missions.
Forget about struggling with flat iron.
8 exocets and 24 surface-to-air missiles are carried.
At height.
Along with space for a helicopter.
Just watch.
A lovely looker with slender but special vital tech specs.
It really works.
I think there's a potential to do something extraordinarily positive for a lot of people and extraordinarily positive for our security here, not without huge risk, substantial risk, but the risk of waiting, I've concluded, are greater than those of acting now.
and markets are changing. No 2 days are ever the same at the global level. The picture which will be the economic, the business, the financial history of our era.
World Business Today.
The opinions expressed on viewer comments reflect the views of those who choose to take part in this open forum.
World Business Today.
Unthinkably thick, frighteningly frizzy.
And in the real world of war, bullets do hurt.
Or lifelessly limp.
To stop the shot, you'll need body armor.
The opinions expressed on viewer comments reflect the views of those who choose to take part in this
open forum. Tell them more problems to come to pass. Now look what I'm showing you here.
Just watch.
After another deadly attack this week,
you'll need body armor.
Terrorist group.
You're not without huge risks.
So even if you take one between the eyes, you'll be able to recover your body.
Substantial risk. Those of activeness.
World Business Today.
Unfortunately, due to time restraints, we will not be able to include any contact information, but I'm sure you can search on the internet for these bands. That was J Church with Fascist Radio. Propaganda in there with Today's Empire, Tomorrow's Ashes. We heard from Strike Anywhere with Question the Answer. Link 80 did Resist in G Minor. Death by Stereo did Porno, Sex, Lies, and Your Local Government. We heard from Papa Brittle with Stress Killer. We heard from Psychic TV. War Porn TV Protest Music with Diversion Programming. We heard from the Department of Correction with Praise GW. Go to radioforall.net for that. We heard the United Satanic Apache Front with the curse for the President of the United States. We heard from Against All Authority with All Fall Down. We heard from One Word Solution, a track called Cost of Freedom. We heard from Steve Hackett
with his title track, Dark Town. We're from Thrice with Where Idols Once Stood. And then we heard from System of a Down, a track called Deer Dance off of Toxicity. For possible airplay on Pop Defect Radio, send your music, cassette, vinyl, or CD to Pop Defect Radio, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's Pop Defect Radio, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. Find this program as well as many other fine programs at www.radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. Or hailing from the illegal pirate studios of Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM in the Santa Cruz area, or go to www.microradio.net/FRSC. We're in this 1 hour broadcast of Pop Defect Radio with a good old punk rock favorite, Hooster Du. Turn on the news. Once again, thank you for listening to Pop Defect Radio.
Ready?